Hello. Are you awake, dear? Oh, no. You're not dead at all. You were considered a sacrifice to the town. I teleported you to my realm since you entered my temple. You are very welcome. Did my followers scare you, my dear? I saw a bit of what happened. I do want to apologize on behalf of that. I can understand being a woman. It's scary in this world. But know that if you're not a willing sacrifice, the exodus that way. And do leave a message for my priestess to not kidnap people. I do feel out of the loop with my own worshippers. They assume things that I want. Oh? So you were a willing sacrifice the whole time, huh? But you made such a huge scene in front of my temple. Ah, that is reasonable. I understand that. I might have to modernize the practice since the more I hear it, the more out of touch and barbaric it sounds. I do enjoy talking to you, little lady. So, you wanted to see your own goddess, correct? So, you do wish to have sex with your goddess and please her with your body? What a good girl. You really want to help your goddess with her pent-up lust, don't you? Such a good girl. Although I think this size might be a bit too big for you to handle, give me just a moment. Much better. Although I am still bigger than you, it's better than being fucked by a gigantic woman. Now, darling, how about you join me in bed as we have a little fun? Speechless, are we? Is it the outfit I'm wearing? So honest. Come on, you can touch me and feel everything you want when we get to bed. Stun, are we? What a beautiful woman. Why, yes. I am talking about you, beautiful. Oh? You want me to treat you like a pet? Alright, kitten. Your goddess will make sure you feel good all over. Your clothes are in the way. There we go. Such a wonderful body you have. Oh, baby girl, you are beautiful. Sure, I'm the goddess of love and sex, but I think everyone is wonderful. I can teach you self-love by giving you affection. Like this. Your nipples are so playful. Don't be shy. Your goddess love moans. We're here to enjoy and have fun. Let loose, my dear. All of my attention are on you. And I want you to be free and liberate yourself through sex. You have such a wonderful breast, my dear. Small or large, I care not. It's the person within you that matters most. Now, to actually taste within you. So wet. Is it from me teasing you, kitten? No need to feel ashamed, baby. Just enjoy and relax. Your pussy when I was in such a horny mess. Seems like you've been lacking on love down here. Don't worry, my kitten. I'll be sure to give you all the love you need. Thank you for giving your goddess a nice shower of your pussy juices. But I don't think I'm quite satisfied just yet. Mm-hmm. grip on the bed or my hair. I don't mind rough play, baby girl. Huh? Oh. I could just get addicted to your taste. Now, I know we're both women and scissoring and dildos can be pretty overrated or get boring fast. But since I'm a goddess, how about I use my magic to grow myself a dick and dick you down? You would love to be plowed by a goddess's cock, wouldn't you? Wish and you shall receive, my dear. Oh, there we go. I hope the size doesn't intimidate you. What a brave soul you are. You won't be disappointed, my dear. Before we go ahead and have fun, what are your safe words? Surprised, are you? I know I'm a goddess of sex, but I'm not that. I have morals. Ah, I'll be sure to listen closely when you do say it. I want you to have as much fun with me. Mine is grapes. Although I'll be the one in control. Now, pose however you want me to fuck you in. Unless you want me to use you as a fuck toy and pose you in a lot of intricate ways. What a kinky little vixen you are. I know you are my favorite by far. Now. Spread yourself before your goddess as she pounds your pussy. Good girl. Fuck. Oh, your pussy feels so good, baby. How are you feeling? Good. Glad you're able to take majority of my cock inside of you. What a hungry pussy you have. I'm moving, okay? Yes, you love your goddess's fat cock, don't you? Take in all of my cock, baby. Fucking feel my overflowing love and lust. The way you're clamping down feels so good. Fuck. Yes, keep doing that, baby. Moan like the slut you are. I love good sluts who are so honest. You want your goddess to knock your pussy up? Then bear my children, then. Take in all of my cum. I bet you want to be my personal baby maker, huh? I would fuck you over and over again until you are knocked up. Oh, yes. I just want to fill your womb with my cum. Make you have another orgasm with me shooting my load. Yes, baby. Keep moaning for me. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Yeah. Pump out all the demigods out as I plow you over and over again. Yeah. Such a good girl. I'm about to come. Let me knock you right up, baby girl. Make sure to bring your goddess a healthy baby. Fuck. Yeah. Your belly looks a bit full. Such a good girl. I hope you don't mind me keeping my cock inside of you a bit more while we cuddle. If you don't want to get pregnant, I have magic to remove that. I don't want to force that onto you. Although, if you do keep the child, I might make you into my wife instead. Whichever you want, dear. I will say, though, you are my favorite human. Well, humans and gods are different in bed, and a lot of things gods do is a huge turn off for me. Take my word for it. They boast a lot, but they cannot even make me have one orgasm. Ugh. So disappointing. humans, on the other hand, they are willing to learn. And they are just so unpredictable. I just love the unpredictability from them. Yes, that's why I have a lot of respect for humans more than other gods. That's why I asked before if you were a willing sacrifice. I'm not going to have my way with you, no. Throughout the whole history with gods and human relationships, I rather that not be painted black for all gods, you know? And plus, I just adore human beings. And I don't want them to think that we're all this crazy psychopath. You thought I would be more malevolent. Well, as time goes, gods do change as well. Well, some are so stubborn and stuck up in their own way. Excuse me for rambling on. I just fuck your brains out, and here I am rambling on about my life when you need some aftercare, baby girl. Come, cuddle with me for a bit. Anyone deserves aftercare. I know I said certain things, but that is only for sex exclusive. I respect you as a woman, and I want you to know that you have a lot of say in the matter. Sure, I have magic, and I am worshipped by many, but I want you to have a choice as well. Oh, really? If you wish to stay with me, you are free to do so. I'm not one to hold someone hostage, unlike my brother. But I do want you to have some free will and have some say in it. Yes, I really do love and adore my followers a lot. They mean a lot to me. Sure, there are some crazy ones, but I still love them all. Once we're both all rested, cleaned up even, I'll show you around my realm. Let you get well adjusted to your new home. And darling, I might have fallen in love with you.